Let's talk some softball here with Gilman City Lady Hawk softball coach Tony Gregg. As we kind of described with Coach Hill up at Mercer, you have an interview that's being conducted Tuesday. It's going to air Wednesday. And we're kind of previewing a big HDC game Tuesday night with Gilman City at Mercer. Gilman City is going to be at Grundy on Thursday, and then in the East Harrison tournament on Saturday. 1-1 start thus far for the Lady Hawks. Coach Gregg, how are the girls looking at this point?
Pretty good. We last week took a road trip down to Plattsburgh and played a pretty good Plattsburgh team down there, they were better than us for sure that night. But I think a lot of it, the girls, of course, they have a very nice facilities down there and have turf, and the ball just plays a little bit different. So it took us a little bit of time to adjust to the turf down there, and then I think they end up beating us 11-1. We did play a JV game and took that one from them, and then I believe it was the next night we ended up playing East Harrison, and we started off a little bit slow in that game. We looked a little tired from the Plattsburgh drive, but we did pull things out in the end and got a victory.
It turns out that kind of looks like the sort of result where you didn't play your best, but you found a way to get a W. And if you want to be in this HDC race this year, that's a game that you want to get. That game up at East Harrison. So the girls found a way at the end of the night.
Yeah, that's exactly what I told them. Good teams find ways to win even on bad nights. So we started out, and it was just one of them nights where everything you hit, we just hit right to them, and we kind of struggled on the mound that night a little bit. Had some tightness and soreness from the night before, and finally I went to my third pitcher Kelsey Sperry really came in as the third pitcher and kind of got the game going for us. Finally, our bats came alive a little bit more. I believe it was the sixth inning. Finally, we was going in. I think we're down to our last three outs and still trailing by two. And I think we really rallied hard and hit the ball well. And I think we ended up winning 12-9. But it was just one of those nights where nothing seemed to go your way until late in the game, and they held on long enough to get the victory, though.
Yeah, it's kind of I think it's a really interesting HDC race this year. I think you can probably pick three out of four teams that I think are going to be battling back and forth for the conference title, and I think your team's in that group, and I think Mercer's in that group. So this is kind of the first game between maybe that group of three and four that, you know, really going to have meaning tonight. So that trip to Mercer on Tuesday night is going to be a big one.
Yeah, and that's, you know, we talked about that in practice yesterday morning too. We know what's at stake, and we know we want to get off to a good start, and I'm sure Mercer's in the same boat. They know what's at stake. So, every game's going to help you, and you don't want to get down to the end of the season. You want it in your hands. You don't want to, you know, be relying on somebody else to beat the other teams. So, should be a good game. We've played them over the summer, and I think it was pretty close. And I think it generally is with the last few years with Mercer and Gilman. There, you know, anybody's game on any given night. So we just hope we can go down and play the type of ball we need to win.
Yeah. So often those games come down to who can get off the field. You know, who makes the plays defensively and doesn't end up lengthening innings wins games like that, right, Coach?
Yeah, correct, and that's we have emphasized that quite a bit this year. I do believe our defense is getting better and the situational stuff. So hopefully we can, you know, put a bat on the ball and barrel some up tonight and put some runs on the board, because I think our defense can play well enough to keep us in any game.
You go to the East Harrison tournament on Saturday after that trip to Galt to take on Grundy on Thursday. Is that East Harrison tournament? Is it going to be at Canesville, or is it going to be at Ridgeway?
It's at Canesville this year, and I believe they do keep that there most of the time. But it's going to be at Canesville, and I think we open up. We play Canesville first game, or East Harrison first game, and same thing. They're right in that race too. They've got a pretty good team, and you sure can't look past them. Not that we did the other night, just they played well, and they can be in that top team too if things go right for them. So we're really going to have to come play Saturday morning and just take care of business.
Yeah, schedule's getting really busy for the Lady Hawks. I'm kind of taking a sneak peek at next week. There's a game on Monday. There's a game on Tuesday. There's a game on Thursday. And There's a game on Friday. That'll be interesting next week. Tri-County, because of that postponement, that's been moved to now a back-to-back against the Mustangs late next week. Coach, we'll catch up with you again Monday of next week. Thanks for joining us today.
All right. Thank you, sir.